From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
I didn't have a chance to work on the challenge that you gave for us last week. Why don't we start with your repetition of it?
All right, and before I do that, I should say that I attributed it to the wrong person. I printed out two puzzles on the same page, and I said last week's puzzle was by Andrew Tuwhite. He has another nice challenge, which I'll use another week, but the one I used was from Bernie McCabe of Westchester, Pennsylvania. And I said, think of a five-letter verb in one syllable that means to do a certain activity. Insert the letter S between the second and third letters, and you'll get a six-letter verb in two syllables that means to stop doing this activity. What is it?
I don't have a clue. What is it?
Well, you reign, R-E-I-G-N, insert an S, and you resign.
Great puzzle, and I'm glad you could give credit where credit is due. We received more than 780 correct entries, and our randomly chosen winner this week is Rick Rapias from Rock Hill, South Carolina. Rick, am I pronouncing your last name properly?
Almost. It's Rapias.
Rapias, yes. Emphasis on the first syllable. Where's Rock Hill, South Carolina?
You could almost consider it a suburb of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yes, just south of the border.
All right, what do you do there?
I'm in marketing for a chemical company.
And have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
I'd say for about 3 years.
Really? Do you always send in entries?
Not always. Most of the time, sometimes I forget. I almost forgot and luckily submitted it Thursday morning and lucky. So.
Well, for getting the right answer, you know what happens.
Yes, here I am, and there's some prizes as well.
So. All right, well, Will, meet Rick. Rick, meet Will, and I think we're all ready to play.
All right, Rick, every answer today is a word that starts with the letter J.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you two words, one of which precedes and the other that follows my word, to make compound words or familiar two-word phrases. For example, if I said gastric and bar, you would say juice, as in gastric juice and juice bar. Cool. All right, number one is traffic and pack, P-A-C-K. Traffic blank, blank pack.
Traffic jam, jam pack.
That's correct. Number two, practical book.
Practical joke and joke book. Oh.
That is correct. How about advertising? Bells, B-E-L-L-S.
Bells. Advertising. Jingle.
That is correct. Kill, K-I-L-L, and stick, S-T-I-C-K.
Joy? Yeah, joy.
Killjoy and joystick is right. Soda. Water.
Jerk.
That is right. Union. Hammer.
Jack.
That is right. Odd, O-D-D, and core, C-O-R-P-S.
Job?
Yes. Yeah. Odd job and job core.
Okay.
Space, S-P-A-C-E, and mail, M-A-I-L.
Space. Junk.
Space junk and junk mail is right. Blue, B-L-U-E. And hawk, H-A-W-K.
J.
Blue Jay, Jayhawk. Grand, G-R-A-N-D. And box, B-O-X.
Grand jury.
Grand jury and jury box. Football, cow, C-O-W.
Football, cow.
Jersey?
That is it,
oh,
football jersey and a jersey cow. Excellent.
I'm from Jersey.
You're getting all the others. I figured I'd put one in there for myself.
Try this one. Clip, C-L-I-P, and session.
Jam. No. Clip?
No.
I
jam session works, but not clip jam. No.
Clip.
Clip. Joint.
That's it. Clip joint.
Clip joint and joint.
And a joint session. And a joint session of Congress,
right.
For example. Ram, R-A-M, and stream, S-T-R. That's it. Ramjet and jet stream. Lock, L-O-C-K, and breaker.
Jaw.
Uh-huh. Ski, start.
Jump.
That's right. County, bird.
County.
County blank.
Help me, Leanne.
jail.
That's county it. Your county jail and a jailbird. And your last one, disc, D-I-S-K, and shorts, S-H-O-R-T-S.
Jockey.
That's it, jockey shorts.
Hey, Rick, I think we make a great team.
Yeah, that was very good.
You got almost all of them.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You're an easy one. I got lucky.
You did really, really well. Well, we're going to send you some gifts for playing our puzzle today. You'll get that weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, which has print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the great book, The Puzzle Master Presents, from Random House. So, Rick, what's your public radio station?
Well, I am a member of WFAE in Charlotte.
Oh. 90.7, that magic word, member.
Yes.
Great. Rick Ropius from Rock Hill, South Carolina. You were a terrific player. It's nice to meet you. Thanks a lot for being our guest.
Thank you to both. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Will, do you have a puzzle that everyone can work on for the next week?
Yes, and since I didn't do right by Bernie McCabe last week, I brought another nice puzzle by him. The vowels in the English language are said to be A-E-I-O-U, sometimes Y, and sometimes W. Now, I'd like you to think of a well-known U.S. city and its state whose name contains each of these letters exactly once, and that has only 12 letters overall. The Y and the W may not be used as vowels, but they will appear once each in the name. So again, name a well-known U.S. city and its state that contains A-E-I-O-U, W, and Y once each with only 12 letters overall. What city is it?
When you have the answer, put it into an email and then email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions, Puzzle Master Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne. Happy Easter.